Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 2nd of July. The US Senate passed a bill to enshrine the unsustainability of the US fiscal position into law. The bill now goes back to the House of Representatives, where the unsustainable nature of the unsustainable fiscal position seems to be causing some problems. The House version of the budget passed with just one vote, and fiscal conservatives are threatening not to support the Senate measure, although Republican leadership in the House seems confident that something will pass. The markets are, if not indifferent, not significantly focused on this. The unsustainable fiscal position is known about. The full consequences of the redistribution from lower income to higher income households is hard to model and will only emerge over time. The details that get politicians so excited are unlikely to change what markets are pricing in for the short term. Trade is proving a little more exciting for financial markets, with the lack of trade deals and the self-imposed deadline for increasing the tax burden on US consumers rapidly approaching. Yesterday, US President Trump threatened to increase taxes on US consumers who buy products from Japan. This is interesting, as Japan is pretty much the only country where exporters have absorbed some of the US tax increase. Finished Japanese car export prices to the States have defied pre-tax trends and fallen to offset some, though not all, of the US tax. This has not happened in other sectors in Japan, including auto parts. Markets are not generally inclined to believe that Trump will follow through on tax threats, but Trump does have a long history of antagonism towards Japan over tariffs, dating back to the 1980s. Meanwhile, the EU seems intent on blocking UK membership of the Pan-Euro-Mediterranean Convention, a trade bloc that no one has heard of, but membership of which would make post-Brexit trade somewhat easier. It might just be political posturing, but it is a step back from recent moves towards greater trade cooperation between the UK and EU. There's some labour market data today. The US ADP payrolls do not often correlate that closely to official payrolls. It's an interesting question as to whether official US payrolls correlate that closely to the US labour market reality these days either. Nevertheless, labour data, whatever its reliability, is going to play an important part in Federal Reserve decision making. Yesterday's US job openings data, one of the least reliable statistics published by the US government, showed a labour market generally in line with long-term trends, but with some clear anomalies in the manufacturing sector, especially durable goods manufacturing. That is, of course, the area most affected by trade taxes. From Europe, there is the official unemployment rate issued from the euro area. Market indifference to this release is almost absolute. There are a few central bankers jostling for media attention, including ECB President Lagarde. This comes in the context of a central banking forum run by the ECB. It's quite unlikely that this will produce much that is of interest to financial markets. The position of the world's central banks is generally priced into asset markets in a more or less stable fashion at the moment. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.